Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. We have a great episode. My pal, Daily Show correspondent Ronnie Chang is in studio, a big UFC fan. Matt Serra is here. Marina Franklin stops in briefly, and we talk about Matt's photo, which is my favorite fucking thing ever.
I hate you.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh! On the button!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again! He's out!
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's delightful to be back. I was in Milwaukee, Iowa City, Los Angeles. Thank you to all the UFC supporters. Oh, by the way, I have a gig in Long Island coming up.
What?
I don't.
Wait,
the Chip Chipperson podcast is going to be live in Long Island.
I'm sorry, that was me. No.
It's going to be live
that
at the Paramount September 15th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. There will be guests.
Guess who's not going to be there?
You will be there. Chip's going to invite you on.
Yeah, the Serra family.
When is
fun.
That?
September 15th at the Paramount.
Wait, say it again, though.
September 15th.
Okay, I can't make that. But I think a lot of people say, oh, like you really need me there.
No,
one,
I don't.
One, you wouldn't, don't do that. One, you wouldn't charge me. So it's not like you're I'm losing money. And two,
yes, I would.
You don't do that. But I do miss Jimmy.
I know. It was a fun week away.
Yeah.
I needed to be out in Los Angeles.
I was in and out like a ninja, too. I took a little travel and I visited my buddy Edgar over in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Club Max. I was home on Saturday. I'm like, I kind of want to go watch the fights at the Serra household.
Was that what you hinted at? I don't know.
House full of children, and the wife's always got great cakes and food. But I'm like, I'm eating better. I've actually lost weight again. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to get fat. What do? Go to the Serra household where they have great treats, and I'll eat some great treats. I didn't care. But Matt was away.
I was in Puerto Rico.
I think Matt was home. He just didn't want me to come, so he's like had all his fucking fighter friends over.
Yeah, no. I was away. I haven't been there in a few years, man, so it was good to go over there.
It was, right?
And spread some jiu-jitsu love, so it was good, man.
I forgot you were going there.
I had a good time. Those guys are good. Big fans of the show.
How long
a
flight
is
that?
3 hours.
U.S. passport?
Or 3 hours and change. Yes. Yes, it's Puerto Rico. It's not fucking Cabo. But what was I going to say? Oh, big fans, man. Holy shit. Henry the Mailman. He's listening right now.
Hank.
That guy. And Hank.
Hank? That's Henry.
I said Henry.
Henry. Henry. Henry the Mailman.
Wait, I thought it was, I go, what? That's a great nickname. Why is that your nickname? He's a mailman. I go, okay.
That's his job.
Yeah, it's his job, basically. Yeah. It's not even a nickname. It's his job.
Yeah, it's like being Matt the Fighter. Why do you call you that? It's a fight.
That's I guess so.
Yeah, right? But you maybe thought that he had like some kind of a job, like he fucking maybe did porn. He delivers.
I thought I was gonna say delivers. I go maybe you always deliver, Henry. Is that what it is?
Exactly.
And he's just like, no, I'm a mailman. I can't do a Puerto Rican accent.
That's good.
But
it sounds like a Puerto Rican mailman. That's perfect. You did the best Latin mailman I've ever heard.
Jimmy, I got in last night late. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What time's your flight land? Don't lie.
Why would I lie though? Why did you throw that in there? I don't know. Be like 11-ish, before 11, 10:49.
What time's you walking the house?
Don't be weird, Jimmy.
I'm fascinated with late flights.
What was it? By the time I got back to my house, by the time I got my bag, I was closer to midnight.
Wait, you actually wait for a bag?
Yeah. Well, I was in Puerto Rico for a while. What, are you one of those, I don't travel with a bag?
Dude, I took my luggage with me. I had to because I was gone for a bunch of days. It's the worst. I hate waiting for luggage. I'd rather have my dick caught in the conveyor than wait for fucking luggage.
I need the
first class. Never comes out first.
I Listen to me. Well, coach comes out first. That's why I don't give a fuck. And anyway, Jimmy, I don't care. I have to buzz my head every day. It's like a shave.
Oh, wow.
It's really really fascinating.
No, no. It's good information. I'm just tired. Sunday nights, I don't sleep because we tape on Mondays, and I can't. I'm buzzed up from the weekend.
So you figured month Sunday you'd be the best because you'd be well rested.
No, I can't. Be a Sunday night, I can't sleep.
So what about Monday night?
Exactly.
So what's your problem now?
Well, you know, ooh,
I'm winking.
Someone's
at
not
you.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, I did that. Like, I want to see Deadpool. Speaking of Deadpool,
it's
I
really bombing at the box office.
No, it's pretty. Oh, are you joking?
Yes.
How did I not? I just read that it
passed the
Avengers on Infinity War. So when you said that, I was going to go, no, you're wrong. And then I realized that I'm just an idiot and you were being obvious. Jimmy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's talk fights.
Yes.
Want to talk fights? Why not?
Is Ronnie here yet or no?
Yeah, I think he walked in a couple of
minutes. Ronnie Chang is here. Why don't we bring in Ronnie? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a buddy of mine from The Daily Show. He's a comedian. He's funny. And he's a UFC fan. Like, he's a legit fan. I'll see Ronnie at the Cellar all the time.
Guarantee he doesn't know who I am.
And he'll know you.
I'm not being that guy.
100%.
Well, don't let him know I fought.
I won't.
Don't let him know. Say, did you ever see this guy's fight?
No. Say, this guy's a dancer.
Don't say that.
He's not here.
Fucking.
I thought you said he was here. I saw a guy walk in.
No, different guy.
Who's that guy?
It's a different publicist. It's a different Asian guy. All right, what do we got? What do we got?
Well, we might as well start.
Give me all you got.
Let's start with the main event. Kamaru Usman against Damian Maya. Five rounds of Damian Maya lunging and falling
backwards?
On his back. Doesn't matter.
First of all, let's start off with that again.
All right.
I picked first round. And it's not because of my pick. But that ref, what's the name of the ref again? Hold on. And the
Mario Yamasaki.
Stop that now.
Richard Steele from boxing.
Now you're just being silly.
Mills Lane.
No.
It was Mills Lane.
Listen to me. This is the thing. He had his
Yves
back.
Levine.
And he fucking
I'm sorry. Herb Dean.
I'm done.
It was Leon Roberts.
Big John McCoy.
Wait, who was it again?
Leon Roberts.
Yeah. Yeah, Leon.
Now what's going
Leon,
on?
Leon, this is not...
Where's the
this
booth?
Does not, you know, represent everybody's opinion on this show. But if you ask me, say, who was that again? The ref,
Leon Roberts.
yeah, Leon. Yes.
Now why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you booing him?
Why do you think?
He did.
Why do you think, Jimmy?
I think because of a separation he made in the first round.
Let me ask you something.
Is that correct or no?
There's a yes. Now
how old do I know
was
Matt?
Not surprised. The way things went after that. In another, you have one shot sometimes in a fight like this, and especially because he didn't have a camp.
That's true.
People do not understand. That's why I predicted first round rear naked choke, because I knew.
By who, Kamaru Usman or Damian Maya?
By Damian Maya. Because he is so, he was on his way there. Now listen, I'm going to sum it up in a sense where they weren't just holding each other up against.
Right,
it might
no,
look like they were holding each other up against the cage. Kamaru had a overhook, okay, and that overhook was the only thing stopping Damian from taking that back.
That's right. He was kind of like wrapped around,
and it was
back,
a very awkward position where he was not getting out of that.
No,
or the only way he could look to free himself was to let go and actually expose his back. Otherwise, you're just stalling it. Now, could he keep that up for another minute and 15 seconds, whatever it was, minute and 20 seconds? Maybe. All right. If so, all right. Let's see what happens round two. Or with 30 seconds left or something, he could try to scramble and still get strangled. This is not just a crazy hypothetical.
Right. Sure. Of course.
How many times in the lead up to, just in the montage of before he walks out, right before, look at how many times he strangled guys, powerful wrestlers like Rick Story. Gutty, gritty guys who do not tap easily, like Carlos Condit or Matt Brown. This is not a coincidence.
Right.
So for him to take away his one shot, what's his name again? Leon what?
Leon Roberts.
Leon Roberts! You should be ashamed of yourself, and I think you possibly could have caused him to fight.
Well,
Leon, you fucked up, Leon. You really did.
And Matt did have a first. What did I have picked in that fight?
You had Kamaru Usman third round submission.
Oh, okay. So yeah, boo for Leon.
That's wrong, dude. Because you know why? Are you getting influenced because you're hearing some boos maybe in the crowd
right,
or something?
Exactly.
Oh no, the crowd. You know, your job's not to make this shit entertaining. Is that your job? It's one thing if a guy's
looking
stalling.
At me when he says that. It's no.
Jimmy, I get worked up. You know why I get worked up? Because Damian Maya took that fight like a fucking warrior.
That's
he
true.
Saved that card. I mean, and he had his position. He had what he wanted.
You're
he
right.
was this. If we don't know what would happen.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that.
And I'm like, oh, and I'm watching.
We do know what would happen.
What, that he would have survived and made it through the end of the round?
Okay, what's the stat? 0 for 49 on what?
Damian Maia in his last, and this is crazy, his last three fights is 0 for 49 on takedown attempts in his last three fights.
It doesn't, but he doesn't have to take him down. He doesn't have to take him down. He has to take his back.
That's the longest.
No, and he had a hook in too, which I texted you during.
He did.
What are we talking about?
No, no, but meaning he hasn't been. Saying. It's like these wrestlers. Like again, you know how you said that when Al fought Khabib.
Yeah.
You that's kind of the book on Khabib.
Yeah.
And it's not to disrespect Khabib, but like, oh, that's. I think with Damian, they've figured out. Okay, if you're a wrestler, this is how you beat this guy. Not that he couldn't have gotten him, like you're saying.
Listen,
but I think
this is you're missing the point with this, Jimmy. This is what I feel. I understand what you're saying. Like, why doesn't he look? Kobe did what Tyron did, and I understand that. But he had him in a very, very bad. That doesn't
change.
Could
we go to that, Chris?
Yes, could he? But go right. Let's go.
Just
do
enjoying
it.
The show in front of you. Stop being so starstruck. Here's Ronnie. let's bring in Ronnie.
You make me laugh, Jimmy.
Mind if I bring him in?
I'll get him.
All right, go get him. What are you doing? Are you busy? Let's see. Now, Kamaru Usman.
Yeah.
He has phenomenal takedown defense.
Look at this.
Hey, Ronnie, come in.
Look at this. Hey, what's up, man? How are you? Hey, really nice to meet you.
Come sit down. We just started. Good to see you, pal.
Oh, hey, good to see
We're talking
you.
About this week's card, Kamaru Usman.
Did you watch
Damian
the fights by any chance the other night or no?
I'm up to date on up to when Rose was fighting.
Oh, now, this is a fight that happened the other night. Are you familiar with Damian Maia at all?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Are you familiar with mixed martial arts?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I'm your guy. Don't worry.
Cool. All right.
Huge
awesome.
Fan of yours as well.
Oh, I appreciate
you know
that.
Who
huge
he is?
Fan. Yeah.
What did I tell you?
I love George St. Pierre. like, huge fan of you talking to Mark Lamont. That was more my
favorite moment. Mark Lehman. Oh, that was...
I don't want to interrupt.
That sometime, Jim.
No, I told Matt. Matt's like, your friend's not going to know who I am. I'm like, Matt doesn't even know.
I did say that.
Everyone loves Matt.
No.
I have to. I always assume that nobody knows.
Ronnie's
who
a
I
legit
am.
Fan, though. We see each other at the Comedy Cellar, and Ronnie really likes. He likes.
No, no, I'm your guy.
I'm not here to mess around.
Yeah, Kamaru Usman against Damian Maia was.
So now, listen, this is what we're talking about. Damian Maia had his back almost, but Kamaru is using an overhook that's stopping him from really. Completely taking his back because Damian has a left hook inside that's keeping him wrapped in, and if he loses that arm, he's fully on his back. And as you know, if you've seen Damian Maia fight, he's as dangerous as it come on your back. He can strangle you.
And Damian Maia is punching. Oh, you know what? He starts punching him in the ass, and that's when they break it up. You're right. That's remember that? It was like the guy's warning them: do something. I'm gonna split you.
Let me see.
Maia's hitting him. Maia's hitting him.
Do something. That ref. I am so livid. I'm livid over this ref. That ruined it. Could you rewind that again?
You're right. I forgot he started punching him. You're right. I forgot about that.
Because you got to understand, Ronnie, Damian took this fight on short notice. So he had literally no camp. Right. 3 weeks, 2 weeks notice. 2 weeks he said he got moved
plenty
around a little
camp.
Bit.
Yeah.
Had to go to Chile. It's so...
Well, first of all, he looks in great shape for someone who didn't have a camp.
But the thing is this. As a guy... that knows what it's like to go through a camp. You could walk around with the abs. This guy's walking around with abs and looking great shape either way. Not everybody's going to look like me with my shirt off in the offseason.
You look good.
Well, now,
stocky and powerful.
I got a shirt on. I take it off. I'm losing friends. But you thirsty, Jimmy?
No, I was taking the water because Ronnie had that one.
By the way, introduced Ronnie?
Oh, let's introduce him really quick.
Yeah, I talked about it before he came in,
So my point is, he's always training and rolling. He says he works out twice a day. But to get the endurance for a fight, a three-round fight, forget about five rounds, is just, you have to work yourself up 6 weeks, 8 weeks to really peak at the right time. And it's a brutal process. So I would personally, unless I was training for something and then something came up back in the day, I would never just take a fight
on short notice.
Especially against Kamaru Usman, who's really, he's got great takedown.
So this was his shot.
That's a good point.
This was his shot, and he had it. He had him in a position where...
And the guy said, I want to see or actually I'm going to split you.
Jimmy,
and then
point.
Like literally he starts punching him in the ass and in the fucking, and the ribs. And then he splits him and says, wasn't that a hard enough punch? What the fuck do you want?
Right. It disgusts me.
That was terrible. You're right. That was terrible.
One more time because this Leon deserves
Watch because he comes over and he says to him, he warns him.
Well, can I ask you, this is the thing though. He's got, Damian has a hook in. We know that that's his game. He's trying to get his back. He's trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Having the hook in, having that position.
Listen, I'm sorry.
That is advancing the position, right? I mean.
Well, listen, he's stalling him from fully taking his back.
Right.
But he's not escaping. He's not getting out. And it's not like they're just holding each other on the floor with nothing happening.
Right.
This is a crucial moment. So when this guy's breaking it up, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah,
man.
No, of course.
Yeah.
I'm at a bar in freaking Puerto Rico with my guys over there. I'm on the edge of my seat going, dude, if he only gets rid of this underhook, overhook, if he gets rid of his overhook, he's going to take him, Jimmy.
And the thing was,
I was getting so worked, first, and then he fucking breaks it up.
First round, Jimmy. They're still dry.
I'm sorry, Ronnie.
You're right, you're right.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
They're still dry.
He took his one shot from him.
He did.
It's a shame, dude.
He did. Look at this. Watch, he warns him. Then he's hitting him.
Boo. Right?
And Damian Myers like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Enough, and
yeah, you're right.
Damian will never complain about this. He's such a good dude.
I mean, he took the fucking short notice. He's clearly not a complainer. Yeah. He's just going to go in there.
And he's a 40-year-old dude also, man.
That's right.
I mean, listen, people could say what they want. That ref screwed him. And, hey, maybe the round would have just... He would have rolled out that round because there's like a minute 30 left.
Maybe you never
unless,
know.
You never.
But you don't
want
to get
know.
Fucked by an impatient ref.
Game. Exactly.
You're right.
It was such a horrible thing to do to him, man. Mm. Because he never got that position back.
Did you see Alexa Grasso against Tatiana Suarez?
Put that.
Which I think wasn't Suarez. Like one is. If I'm going, one was ranked 9th, one was ranked 12th, and number 9 was ranked heavily against number 12. Is that correct, Chris? I think she's undefeated.
Yeah, Alexa was number 9, and Tatiana was ranked.
Oh, 12 was ranked 12. Over 9. I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, 12 was ranked over 9. Yes, and she was undefeated.
Yeah.
Tatiana, so what is she from? The Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, she won the Ultimate Fighter. I was actually telling Matt, we were at that night she beat Amanda Cooper to win the Ultimate Fighter. We were there.
That was in Vegas.
What's her last fight?
Yes, it was.
What's her last fight?
Against Alexa Grasso.
No, motherfucker.
She's had some injuries. She had thyroid cancer, they discovered.
Oh, my God,
injury,
yeah.
So
she knew Olympic athlete, right?
That's more than an injury.
Yeah.
That's
and she beat that, too.
So she had Amanda Cooper, then Viviani Pereira was her last fight before that was in November of 2017, and then this one.
Give me her credentials really quick. What is she, a former wrestler, right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, world championship women's wrestling in the United States. In Tokyo, she got a bronze medal. Moscow, bronze medal.
Oh.
So. Well, you ever go to the fights at all or no?
Sorry?
Sorry, Matt. Do you ever go to the fights?
No, I watch all of them. I'm up till the Rose one, like I said.
No, have you ever gone to a fight? Have you ever gone to a fight?
No, I've never been able to go.
So much fun. Yeah.
So I used to live in Australia for 10 years. I was living there. So they would have fights. I mean, the Ronda Rousey fight was there. I mean, I was in America when that was happening. But I remember when it was first coming to Australia. And, you know, we would try to go and watch it. I had this friend who had this weird hookup. He used to do DVDs for UFC. And he would try to hook us up. But being comics, we were like always touring.
Yeah, working. It's such an amazing thing to go to live. Yeah. When you're like, I think I actually can go in July because Matt's going to the Hall of Fame. I really want to see that.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Ronnie.
I am curious. I did want to ask Matt, though. On that episode, first of all, I love the Dana White
looking for a fight.
Love that series. It's a great idea. I feel like it's like a Anthony Bourdain, but for fighting. Yeah. Like you guys go around eating, and then you guys just watch people fight. The pilot episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can talk about it.
Yeah, sure. That thing's got like almost 3 million hits or something.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
How many hits does that have? The first pilot episode of Dana White looking for a fight.
I don't know if this happened in the pilot, but what was that guy who came and? It was never fully explained. Some guy, you start arguing with some guy.
Oh, the guy who's
in the street?
No, it was at a fight.
No, it's a different guy. Jimmy.
Some promoter.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. There was the guy who was sitting next to the cage.
Yeah.
He was the ring announcer.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that is the guy was, he was coaching or like talking shit. He was drinking and he was talking trash about it was an affiliate of mine, so it was one of my guys fighting, so I'm cheering from him in the stands, yelling this and that. So this guy's yelling stuff like, yeah, you don't think you're gonna come here and get an easy win, fuck that dude. No, he was getting and it's the ring announcer.
Yeah,
so I'm like, yo man, why don't you I don't know, I said some stuff to him. And
oh, I thought you knew him before.
No, I didn't know that dude.
Oh, the way it was explained was that you had some history with him. Yeah. In the thing.
Which guy is this?
I think I remember that too.
Are you thinking of Mark Lehman from the show?
No. That's a separate incident. I was just watching, looking for a fight.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you were getting into this guy, and then you said, like, I think
that's a different guy. That's Jersey.
I think we see who the common denominator is.
That was the first episode.
You took looking for a fight very literally. The title
was I don't look for it.
You're the only one. Dana didn't have any fights. No one else had any fights. Dean didn't have any fights.
That was a dude that.
Hold on, what happened with the ref? With the ring announcer.
Well, that's all that happened.
What'd you say to him?
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry, Ronnie. He's a guest. I'm burping.
Okay, man.
What'd you say? Never be
your hero. I don't remember. We can play it. Play it. It's looking for a fight.
You have 2.1 million views on that
first
episode.
It's very short. What happens on that thing?
Did he
that really quick when that guy talking shit.
Which one?
This is in the first episode.
The first episode at the end.
Yeah, Matt's had a lot of skirmishes.
Can I tell you, Ronnie, that you like the show? This is what's a little funny thing about the show is with the premise, they were going to have a different fighter each time to go with Dana. So they wanted me for the pilot because they know I get along with Dana and I can be silly.
Right.
And then that happened with this. Well, I don't know if you've seen this part with this dude. This is something different. But that's why they think, I'm a mellow guy. Right?
You're not a mellow guy. You're not mellow.
What are you fucking? I'm not a guy looking for fights.
It's like Stefan Struve saying, I'm a little fella. You're not.
Is this the pilot episode? Get to the end of the.
I think it was in Louisiana. So I don't know what was going on.
No, look at this. Almost 3.2 million. Yeah.
No, that first episode's a doozy. So anyway, with this episode, Evander Holyfield was with us, right?
Oh, okay.
And Rory, the producer, goes, whatever you do, just try. You know, he's a Christian and stuff. Don't try not to curse in front of him. Just please, he doesn't like that. So then this happened, right? Where I get into something with this ring announce. That's what I thought you meant. Because this one's a little worse probably than the other one.
I think we need a Wikipedia page keeping track of all the
stuff. I'm chubbier there, I think.
Oh, come on. You look good.
Do I look better now?
You look better now, yes. Can we make it loud?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. Do you see where it is?
Yeah, that's it. Make it a little bit. Go back a little bit more, though.
Right. Yeah, Evander Holyfield is
a little bit more than that. Because you see what the guy's saying. He's being a wise ass. I look chubbier there, I think. I'm not being a Ronnie.
Matt, you look.
Do you think I look a little better now? Ronnie, I'm flexing now, though.
Dude, your neck
now,
is.
Let's
see.
Your neck is just as thick now as it is there.
No, that was illegal.
Oh, here we go. Right next to him, where my student is cornering his guy, there's the ring announcer. And he's Cage Sarge. And he's the announcer. He works there. And he starts screaming over the corner.
You're not coming to Georgia.
No. So, I mean, that's who wants.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, be professional here. Hey, what are you talking about? You're running out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm running my mouth. Yeah. You're fucking acting like an asshole. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're being disrespectful. You're being fucking respectful. All right, good.
Now leave it.
But you're right, Matt's not confrontational.
No, this is how it ends here.
Dana's just texting.
Yeah. Well, that's the fuck. Yeah. So I mean,
so what finally happened with that guy?
No, then. Well, then he gets a little. He stands up. I want to smack him, but I. That's good. I'm a class act.
Does the guy want to fight you there?
And the worst.
Is it when you're talking shit and then you got Matt Sarah?
That's how it ended, right?
Matt
there.
Bullied the fuck out of
this.
Little
is
wormy
what
right
I feel your approach to life is. Yeah. Please correct me if I'm wrong because I'm very curious. I feel like you are willing to verbally go all the way, but you're not looking to, you know, beat anyone up, but you're willing to kind of stand up verbally.
Yeah.
100%.
But so Ronnie gets it.
No, but what I'm asking you, in your head, you're not going like, we're going to end up fighting, or I'm going to have to kick this guy's ass. In your head, I feel like you're going like, I'm going to say what I want to say about it, but I'm not looking to fight, which is, it sounds like it is a nuanced difference though.
Yeah.
What your intention is in your head. I'm curious what you.
No, I mean, I just have a little, what's going on, Jim?
I'm just looking at a friend of mine.
Hold on.
She can't see her.
Okay, Jimmy.
She's a comedian. By the way, you've never seen Matt on the train when there's an old lady in a walker. Matt just pushes her. Get out of the way.
What are you saying?
Yells and pushes wheelchairs out of the way.
No, no. I just feel like there's like a, like, listen, I'm not trying to be a little fucking 5'6" superhero, but I have a 5'6".
How are you tall?
I used to say 5'6½, but that's pathetic.
Yeah,
it's
not.
That. Point don't, five. Jimmy, don't fuck with me. Cause I mean, no, because Jimmy's looking over my shoulder.
We have my friends.
Hi, how are you? You can come in if you want.
That's Marina Franklin.
Does she
want
to come in and say hello? Because I'm going to be distracted.
No, no, go ahead.
No?
No, we're just talking UFC, Marina.
Hello, and then he's, you know, I got ADD. And
Mac got very distracted.
So I was, how I met Sarah.
This is my friend Marina Franklin. She's a comedian. What's the podcast you do?
Good.
It's called Friends Like Us.
What's it about?
Friends Like Who?
Oh, it's women of color talking about hot topics. So sort of lukewarm.
You stole
right
my
now
idea. Oh. That's what I was gonna do.
Want Jim on it? You haven't been on it.
You never invited me.
He's not a friend like that, though.
Well, once a month we have like a man or a white, like a period.
All right, a white. We have a white. All right, I will be your monthly white when you want me to. I would love to do it.
Absolutely, I would love to have you.
All right, Marina. Good seeing
you. A short, stocky, bald white. You got me once a month.
Do you know who Matt Sarah is? You know Ronnie Chang, right?
100%.
Yeah.
I used to wrestle.
Forget Matt, show your muscle.
No, no, it's fine. I'm flexing. Is it bad that I'm flexing when you do that? Mine. Oh, well, you're actually putting me to shame.
Yeah.
So listen, your show is called again, one more time.
Friends Like Us.
And me and Jimmy could be on even though we're nothing like you, but maybe in the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marina.
I know Jimmy. I just sucked the mic.
That's all right.
I know Jimmy's heart, so yes.
Yeah, Matt, Marina knows me well. We've toured together. I know him for many years.
Jimmy could vouch for me that I have a very good soft heart.
Aww, he does. Yeah, he's just a very, very loud.
It's all in your smile and your eyes. Yeah.
Do you guys have
She's
vibes?
So nice. I think me and her are getting along very well.
All right, I'll let you guys
take care. Nice to meet you.
Bye, Marina.
Bye, Marina.
Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/unfiltered. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 33. After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations, but most of it's going to be mid pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Clay and Steph in a lot of transition. So you have to guard the 3-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to pull up. Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
Now, I got ADD. What was I saying?
You were talking about at the airport. Oh, okay, right.
What was it?
Not looking to fight.
No, I mean, listen. That guy was an asshole, though.
Yeah, he was being
right
an
or wrong.
Ass.
Was
yeah.
he being an asshole? I don't know. He was. I mean, I agree. Was being
yeah, but
an
you
asshole.
You know that 99% of population see assholes and don't call them out.
That's
and,
true. And yeah, you no, do. That's true. I do.
And so I guess I'm just asking.
This is the therapy. This is what we talked about before air.
What?
What are we talking about before air that I might need?
You saying you might need to admit that your sexuality is not what you thought it was.
What are you saying, Jimmy? No.
Oh, therapist. I, no, I have Jimmy's a therapist talking I go therapy. To, right. And Matt's saying that he might need a therapy, and I've never screamed yes faster.
I said it kind of half-kidding.
I know, but I
don't. Well, don't go to gyms. Therapist.
No, not at all.
But
it's
I think
not
he's
working.
Giving me therapy right now.
No, I'm asking. I feel like you're, because you, I only met you. I've only met you for 5 minutes. You know, I followed you for a long time, but you exude this positivity and sincerity and warmth. But then when you know, you don't yeah. shy away from saying stuff when you feel something's wrong. You don't shy away from confrontation. Yeah. And I know the vibe of people looking to like fight. But even when you approach that guy, you aren't looking to fight. You are going to him and you're saying, listen, man, all I'm saying yeah. is being professional. So I feel like maybe it's a Long Island, New York thing where yeah. the way you guys talk is like.
It might have been that I got bullied as a kid. You think that's what it is? And then after that, it became like a superhero.
Well, let me ask you, will you say something to somebody if they're bigger?
Jimmy's so funny.
I'm always fascinated.
It is a good question.
It is.
It's a good question.
How about if a guy's yeah. like 5'11 or 6 foot?
I think I'd stand up for myself. All right, what's right?
I really
in other
be
words,
Matt Serra
I didn't just
week.
Put that guy in line because he's a pencil neck.
If I was Matt Serra for a week, there would probably be about 50 people worldwide who would be choked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would literally get on flights to choke people.
You know what it is, though? I think a lot of people are in a position that they feel like they can't say something, though. Or I'm not looking to get into anything physical. I'm a husband and a father. I got three kids. I'm not looking to get locked up. I know.
Of course not.
Listen, my father was on the job in the city. He told me early on, the winner goes to the loser goes to the hospital, the winner goes to jail.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
That's right.
I know what goes down in the street. I'm not looking to get any street fights. But I'm not shy to, if something's rubbing me the wrong way, I'm going to speak up because I'm not worried about that aspect of it because right. I'm not going to start that. If they start that, that's on them and that's not going to be good for them right. usually. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, yeah.
You know, whatever. And whatever the size that I got.
Without going into specifics, has that ever happened where you got into a confrontation and then it you had to choke them out? You had to choke them out?
Well, my street fights?
Well, I love how that's a series. Yeah. my street fight. Yeah. Like you don't like.
Oh, like when I was a kid, like when I was.
No,
younger,
no. I'm just saying. Have you ever stood up for something that you a similar situation like you felt the guy was being wrong, and it ended in a scuffle.
In
that
the
you,
last
you,
few years, say. In,
yeah, let's no, keep no. it to the last.
Yeah.
Has that happened?
Let's keep it to the Trump
because
administration.
I feel like most people back down. Is what I'm trying to say. I'm curious how what's the percentage of people who don't back down.
No, like if something happens with that, and if I'm calling somebody out on like something that goes on like what you just seen, they're usually more of a coward anyway.
Okay.
So that's why nothing usually comes about.
Okay.
You know, because a guy who's really secure with himself
won't be like
a real type of, even an alpha type guy, or I get along very well because they're so secure with themselves.
Right, right, right.
You never see me get this, I don't get a, you ever see me with Chuck Zito and every, right. we get
Zito
along.
Zito couldn't
I
be more pleasant.
I love Chuck Zito. Right,
right. Henzo couldn't be more
yes,
pleasant.
Yes, because they're real guys.
Right, right, right.
Most fighters in the UFC, I can't really think of many besides what, maybe like a Colby Covington who nobody likes, but you know, I get along with pretty much everybody.
Okay. But even him one-on-one, you might get along with.
I might even get right. off air. I might even get along with that guy. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I think I'm an easygoing guy.
Sure. Okay.
So a guy, I mean, but you know,
but it's usually that bully mentality, you know. That thing.
Sure.
You know, which I'm
that's
not exactly.
I think, that's
I'm built like
think
a fighter, but I know it's surprising.
I think we get. I think things.
I have a victim on my face. I'm literally. I'm a victim right. waiting to happen.
But Jimmy, if you took that, let's say, listen, I know everything.
Jiu-jitsu. No, not even
that.
The worst.
You know why? Because that to you would be like Steve Rogers taking that. You are like in the army. He knows what I'm talking about. He takes the super serum, super soldier serum, and all of a sudden he's Captain America. Don't do that to me.
But he's
a sweet girl, by the way.
Marina, she's great.
Nice girl.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, no, Jimmy. So that's like you having that power now to be like, you know what? Do you ever see that scene with Louis? You don't watch the fucking
I don't
show.
Watch it.
He was in a, listen.
Is that the card table? I might have been in it.
This is the scene. Oh. He was at a diner with a girl on a date. And they were getting along, and he's making a laugh, and it looks like it's going to end well. And then these kids, these punk kids come in, and they're being loud and obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells the guy, hey, can you keep it down? So the kid comes over and just literally strips away his manhood, just showing him his knuckles, saying, look, this is not even healed up. He's like, I have an urge. And the kid was great. Yeah. He was fucking, I don't know if you've ever seen this. He was great. And he's like, these are still, you know, this is still fresh from last week. And I get the urge. What's your name, Louis? I got the urge, you know, to really give you a beating and this and that. So he's like, I want you to ask me not to give you a beating. Like, ask me. Say, please don't. So he's like, what, are you serious? And then actually he ends up doing it.
Yeah.
So afterwards, then the kid ends up going back. Louis goes to the girl. Like, you believe them? She's like, I'm sorry, that's just such a turnoff. She ended up leaving. He's like, why? What are you serious? What do you want me to do? She's like, I can't help it. It's just such a turnoff. She's fucking. So, but wouldn't you want that power to be like if I put myself in
Louis? I'd rather be Louis than the anonymous kid. He's got fucking millions of dollars.
What's that?
I'd rather be Louis than the anonymous kid. He's got millions of dollars.
That's true. That's
but point. Yeah, no, I know listen, what you mean. I would love to be like, that guy.
In that position, if look, you knew what you're doing. I mean,
I fake a karate stance. I make a karate noise, and I hope that works.
I hope I did it justice. It was such a great scene, man.
No, but, I heard the scene.
It's good to have. Jiu-jitsu is like a soup. It is. It's like having like a power.
No, but I'm too old. I'm 49. It will never do me any good.
Now you just you're being. I can't get you. You're negative,
right.
You're a negative fucking nilly, and I don't want to hear it. Did you ever train?
Yeah, I used to train Wing Chun. I was a Wing Chun guy. Yeah.
Stand up.
Oh, really? For real? We're going to do this?
Yes.
I'm going to touch hands with Masura. This is awesome.
Wing Chun. Is this the song? Hold on.
How long?
Hold on. Let them.
Now, I'm going to go twice.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
There you go. Twice.
I think you
No, wait, guys. You can do that. That's fine. Block.
Yeah.
Pock. Pock. Do pock twice.
Oh, yeah. Pock.
And now you punch.
And that's how you do it.
Punch. Yeah. Ready? Boom. Boom. And now I pock. There you go. Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to start first. You pock.
Right.
Pock. Now you punch.
Oh, that's punch. How you
center
do it
one. Pock. Yeah. Well, no. Listen, my father used to teach,
right.
So we used to do.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah,
your father used to do Wing Chun.
Yeah.
Is that good in the street?
That'd be crazy.
Listen, I used to. My father. Yeah, I used to. I used to. Yeah.
You used to do.
Yeah,
I used to teach
yeah. Yeah. I used to.
Yeah.
We can't hear
you. How long were you doing it for?
I did this as a kid all the time.
Oh, right.
But every time
I read
start,
that.
Every time I start
yeah.
a fight.
Yeah.
Like when I start a fight with this. And one time, look at the way he's moving. I like.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
but,
that's crazy.
It's fun.
Man.
But you know what happens? It's so close.
Right.
That what I was just doing, what me and Ronnie were just doing.
Man, punch.
He looks like you do a lot of sticky hands. Like
yeah, but I, you know,
what is that?
I do.
Cheese out. Yeah.
Jimmy,
I misread the question.
I do. I used to love Wing Chun. I used to do. I didn't do too many forms and whatnot. Uh-huh. But my father, we used to do a lot of combat drills. You know Randy Williams? You ever hear Randy Williams back in the day?
No.
You should look him up.
Country singer.
If you're doing Wing Chun, look up Randy Williams. He's back in the 90s.
Right.
And, listen, he does some, like, funny. He's had a good, great sense of humor.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But he was very good in Wing Chun. But with the Wing Chun.
Who was his, sorry to interrupt, who was his teacher? I know the lineages, so if you tell me who.
Yeah.
Was it Wong Sun Long? Was it Ip Man? Was it?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It was so long ago.
It's okay. Sorry, you're saying
and
Randy.
No, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
And I used to I used to do it like crazy, Wing Chun. I used to do a lot of combat drills where, you know, the Pak Sal and punch, the chain punch, which Bruce Lee used to later call the what would he call that?
1-inch punch.
It's the chain punch. My father used to call it, but you know, down the center line.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I used to have the ring that I balance on my arm.
Right,
you know
right.
that ring?
Right, right.
That you'd practice the stuff.
Right.
But then Ronnie, every time I get, and this is when I was around 17.
Yeah.
So I was right in the midst of my street fighting career. No, I'm only kidding. But this is when I used to get into some scraps as a kid.
Uh-huh.
So matter of fact, that one fight where I had to ended up biting that guy, where I started off in a fight. And I chain punched him. I hit him right down the center line.
Yeah.
And I clipped him, and he just grabbed my head in a fucking headlock. And then I had to bite him and stuff. But the thing is this, a lot of times with the trapping, it's so close that it's so easy just to fucking grab the guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when this is when I was 17, I was training a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then my father showed me a tape of the Gracie in action,
right.
of those guys fighting other disciplines. And then sure enough, 1993 and 1994 with the second UFC, David Wisbicki. I think not Wisbicki. David. Oh shit! He was He was in the...
Dave Winfield.
No,
you just said it recently, too. I'm
he was
it.
In the...
David Tell.
Actually, Hickson Gracie. Hickson Gracie fought him, I believe.
David
Levicki.
Levicki.
Yes, Levicki. Yeah. Huge Wing Chun guy. They weren't faring well in the UFC at all because it's just... It's so easy to get that grappling range from there, you know? And from here, elbows are way more devastating and stuff.
Right.
But it's, listen, fun as hell.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had a wooden dummy in my garage.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, and where did your dad learn it from?
I believe he was in Chinatown somewhere because he lived in Hollis, Queens.
Okay.
So I know he went, I don't know any specifics right now, but I do know that he trained it. He loved it.
See, I mean, Wing Chun for me was like the martial arts that like, it really made me appreciate, like, you know, at some point everyone starts kung fu to kick ass, but then at a certain point it's not even about fighting, it's about like perfecting the technique and their own journey, and then the more you do it, the less it's about the fighting's almost incidental, it's just perfecting a technique and learning the movements. And
how long did you take it?
I took it for like 8 years, maybe.
Oh, wow. If you needed to, you have certain skills that you've learned, like you could at least.
I guess so. I mean, you know, I've never had to, you know, I never had to fight anyone. The closest I came was I got mugged at knife point.
Where were you?
Just in Melbourne, Australia. And the constant, because Wing Chun, I think it's a very practical based martial art. Everything's very partner drilled. You know, you're always in a confrontational situation.
Yeah, it's a nice sensitivity with the arms, with the grab.
And
like,
so you're always with someone. You're not, you're rarely kind of doing it on your own, when you're training in class. And so that just taught me to be calm in confrontational situations because you're used to the energy of someone trying to take your head off.
So what happened when he pulled the knife?
He took out a knife. He said, there was like four guys.
Oh,
he
four said, of them, okay.
I have a kitchen knife. Give me your wallet. I actually didn't have my wallet on me. And I told him, like, listen, I don't have my wallet on me. All I have is my phone and my key. And then he's like, he was kicking me and he was like trying to see what else I had in my wallet. So I said, look, I got nothing in my pockets. I just have my phone and my key. Take the phone. You know, I mean, you can take the key if you want.
I'd rather get stabbed than hand my phone over.
But this was back in 2005 when the phones weren't like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did he take the phone?
Yeah. He took the phone and then he ran off. What was the shitty part was that when I saw them coming and it was like spider sense. I saw them coming and I just bolted and I ran uphill and they were like, they couldn't catch me, but I slipped and fell. I actually would have gotten away if I hadn't slipped.
Wait, you were in an alley or something? Because a lot of Amsterdam, a lot of
Melbourne's in alleyway.
Melbourne has a lot of alleyways. Yeah.
No, I was actually in this park, on this slight slope in a park. But the park was like, it wasn't like a deserted park. It was like it was right next to the street. I would have gotten to the main street.
What'd you slip on?
Like grass or something.
You would have said a banana peel. I would have been like, wait a minute, Ronnie.
Yeah.
And you were on the ground when they came up?
Yeah, they came up and they were like kicking me. And then I just told them like, hey, just, you know, it's like, because Wing Chun, also my Wing Chun teacher, David Peterson, used to be like, if someone... The best defense to someone with a knife is just give them the...
Of course, I agree. Yeah.
I would have grabbed like...
No.
Jimmy would have did some Liam Neeson shit from Taken.
Yeah, but that's another note, is all these white guys who studied martial arts back in the 70s, like your father.
Yeah.
And I always find it very amazing and quite frankly inspirational because these people would train martial arts. Some of them would go to Hong Kong. Like, my teacher went to Hong Kong to train. Imagine as a white dude going to Hong Kong in the 70s to learn martial arts. And there's no money. There's no TV. There's no social media. You're not getting... It's purely for yourself because you love this shit. And you go to Hong Kong. And, you know, they would beat the shit out of you if you're a white guy trying to learn Wing Chun
in
Hong Kong.
Yeah,
they would beat the shit out of you. And just that kind of mentality of like, I'm going here because I love this so much, you know. And I'm not saying you guys have it easier now in the UFC, but I'm just saying, you know, that now there's a career path. But back then it wasn't a career path. It was just pure passion, you know, and there's something really cool about that.
No, hey, listen, I mean, it's not the same thing of, well, I've been to Brazil a few times and shit.
Perhaps you've seen my move. I learned a little something called the crane. And I did that where the arms go out and I lift the one leg. And then I kick when you come in.
You
no one ever sees
houses,
it coming.
You painting houses with that?
Yes, I am.
You got to see. By the way, not to get off the subject, you it is kind of on the subject. You got to see the new Cobra Kai series on Red.
I've heard.
It's fun. You see it?
I saw the trailer for it. Yeah,
it's fun.
It's good.
Oh man, it's fun. I watched it with my family.
I've used similar moves. in my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I like the angle of it. It's the bad guys are now the heroes.
It's kind of like that. This is, you know,
the guy's mature. So he's grown up. You know, the bad guy has grown up.
Well,
he's had a journey of growth, is what I'm saying.
Well, not necessarily. Oh, okay. Well, like, he's still extremely politically incorrect. For instance, there was like a girl wanted to sign up because he has no students.
Right.
So this girl comes in. He tells the guy, he goes, no, there's no girls training here. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, for the same reason they're not in the army. You know, Johnny's like an idiot. Oh, like, he's okay. Like an idiot still. Like, he's okay. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. But he's like, do you ever see the Karate
they're
Kid?
They're not tough enough. So, fucking Jimmy.
Boom. You got the boom.
No, but guy who has another conversation.
Like, you got the boom.
Guy who has a dumb question.
Jimmy, you got to check it out.
We got to see. Yeah, we got to talk. How about Tatiana Suarez against Alexa Grasso?
Oh, we didn't get back with
she's
that.
She's fucking. Yeah, she was number 12. What was she like favored, like heavily favored over Alexa Grasso?
Yeah.
Number 9. She is badass, this Suarez.
I figured you would love her. Oh, man. I was so impressed.
Did you? Oh, well, you saw her submission. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought. Oh, no. She was. I wasn't overly familiar. I haven't seen her fight in a while, Tatiana.
Like, because she's had injuries. Like I said, so, she had the thyroid.
I mean, she came back and made a statement with this because Alexa Grasso had a very close fight with Ronda Marcos. It was very close.
Yes.
Could have went either way. It was, if I remember correctly, it was
100%,
close.
100%, yeah.
But Ronda is, I think Ronda's a very tough fighter. Her, I'm looking forward to her and Nina fighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronda, really. But yeah.
What
Ronda, Ronda Marcos. Ronda. She's saying Ronda, but that's okay.
Oh, Ronda. Ronda, Ronda, I'm sorry. Yeah. But Ronda's a very tough fighter, good grappling based. So when I found out that Alexa is going to be fighting Tatiana, who's also grappling-based, you know, I thought that, she'd probably lose a decision. You know what I mean, Jimmy? I did not see that coming. How this girl is what? I'm sorry, what weight was this?
That's at 115.
At 115.
Strawberries, yeah.
Oh, man, she might be
a contender.
She might be a contender.
She looked a lot bigger. So how big is Tatiana Suarez? Am I crazy? Or maybe she's just not. If she looked a lot bigger on the ground than Grasso.
No, they're the same height.
Oh, they are? Okay, yeah. It's just, can we see the end? Can we just see her fucking strangulation? That was really nice.
Sure. Well, and you know, this would be an interesting thing to see a Mackenzie Dern, Tatiana Suarez fight, wrestling versus the jiu-jitsu.
How the fuck do you come in 7 pounds over? At what was it, 125? She came in at 132, is that it?
What's yes. that?
Yeah, am I crazy?
Exactly. Yeah, no.
How the fuck do you do that and still be allowed to fight?
No. At 115, she came in at 122.
Yes, yeah, that's
sorry. Okay, whatever. She came in instead of a strawweight. She came in basically at what, a flyweight
weight class? Yeah, no,
she came
in
as a flyweight. She came as a flyweight.
You gotta feel
it's fucking terrible.
No, it takes away from the victory.
They said it was almost pre-planned. It seemed.
No, that's what Dominic Cruz was saying.
Like, what are you gonna do? Go up 3 pounds and fight Shevchenko? Is that what you want to do?
Look how smart she is. She's going to hook that leg.
Yep. She's going to back his cage.
So that if Alexa, if she wants to get away, she's going to expose a back. Look at this. Look at that control.
Now, do you like watching this or do you get bored watching this?
Oh, man. I was just hoping that Leon Roberts wasn't the ref. Is what I was hoping.
you're right about that criticism. I agree. But Leon Roberts is actually, he's a good, he's in control of the fight a lot of time. He made it.
Really?
It's a bad call, though. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I like that you're getting his back, but he screwed up on that.
She's all over her back. Yeah, oh,
tell
boy.
That to Damian Maya.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Yeah, but then you want to give up your back and get your face pounded.
No, look at her. Look at the
control. And Alexa Grasso is very, very tough.
Yeah.
She's very tough. She's gritty. She's trying to fight out.
Trying to get up and forget it.
This is what's going on. Tatiana, she's leading her down a path of control and showing her this is the only way you have to go or you're going to get a beating.
Camera angle has to change.
And then she takes that back. Look at that. You got to give Alexa credit. She's really trying her hardest to get out of that. She's not in that quick tap club at all.
Shouldn't she be fighting the hands or no?
She can't. No, she should be, but she can't find the hands. Because Tatiana's hiding the hand.
How about you follow the
head?
Wrist? Okay.
It's behind her head, you ass. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
It's okay. You're right. I'm an ass.
No, you're not an ass.
Of course I am.
I just feel bad.
Who picked
Alexa.
That fight?
She was looking for the hand.
We all had Tatiana Suarez. Jim, you had first round knockout for Tatiana.
So I get 2 points?
You get 2 points. Matt, you had Tatiana by decision. And I had Tatiana by third round submission. So right. I also
listen.
Get
I'm happy to be wrong. This girl was amazing.
She was tremendous.
Yeah.
Dude, that was really impressive. It's so impressive because of, I think, how tough Alexa is.
The most impressive thing. Because I have not been a fan for a while of the, I believe Reyes Cannonier's light heavyweight.
Yeah. Yes.
I have the light heavyweight division. I mean, this is why Cormier is going up to fight Stipe. Has not been an exciting division for a little while with John Jones out. You know, you got Glover Teixeira. I mean, and fucking like Teixeira, Anthony Rumble Johnson left. You know, there's a lot of there's not a lot of excitement in the light heavyweight division. And you this like, fucking Dominic Reyes.
You like Dominic Reyes?
Is unbelievable. Yeah, I like Jared Cannonier too.
What do we pick with this, by the way?
But Jared Cannonier, they said he's going to drop back down to middleweight. They said he's probably going to go down. He's fighting a little bit. He wants to drop down to 185.
All right.
But Reyes, look, how tall is Reyes? I'm talking quickly. I drank coffee.
Let's see how tall he is. He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big guy. I guess Cannonier is just basically a big middleweight. So I think that he looks even bigger than him against he would, obviously, against
right,
other guys.
Right, but he's got a lot of power, Cannonier. At like,
yeah, he does. Too, he absolutely does. But he really, this Reyes throws kicks and punches. A very, very varied attack. He is a hard guy to fight. Can we watch his... We can watch his. We're not gonna watch the whole fight, but
yeah, sure. And so, Jim, you had Jared Cannonier by second round knockout.
I know I'm dumb.
Matt, you had Reyes by second round knockout and Sutter.
I was wrong.
So what do I get?
Two points. You get a hug from me for trying. We do our little picks, Ronnie, and
yeah, that's fine.
You know, Matt is usually in a humiliatingly last place. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, we can go over that. There's actually been a big shuffle in the standings. Cool. Of our picks. So.
I think I'm fucking all right.
I guess it does.
All right, yeah.
We don't need to see the decision. Yeah, no, I don't want to see their hands raised. I want to see the fucking... Chris likes the unexciting part. Hey, let's watch the credits roll.
Yeah, play that thing. Let's see it is. Let's hear it. Power hand, but the left
and the right. His kicks, his body kicks are tremendous.
How tall is he, you said?
6'4". But the other guy is, again, I think a big middleweight. I think. Did we show any of his kicks? I hope he throws a body kick. He's a lefty as well. I'm babbling.
No, it's good.
Yeah, he'll switch stances,
I'll
though,
tell
too.
You,
right?
What's his base? Is he a wrestler or is he... Jiu-jitsu.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he's either.
Yeah, he's boxing, kickboxing. I mean, kickboxer. He's pretty well rounded, yeah. But yeah. Right.
Yep, that little short left stunned him. Oh, and he's that was a quick strike from Reyes. Is this his moment? Oof. He's heavy fucking kicks. Heavy kicks. Oh. Yeah, he is really staying on him. And it's a short uppercut. This is why I love this Reyes. Because he dropped him with a short, vicious left uppercut, and he backed up because both his arms dropped, and he collapsed on the floor,
yeah,
and he
up.
Knew that guy was out.
So you like that he showed mercy?
I love that he backed up because he saw knew. That guy drop. When you drop with both your hands straight, I mean, you know, I've never knocked anybody out in my life other than with my looks.
Jimmy.
You know, he knew that guy was gone.
Sure.
I wanted to ask
Matt.
I'll help with this too.
Since he's like, you know, he's a very experienced fighter and trainer. Always felt that judo is a little bit of a puzzle that hasn't been utilized and solved in the UFC yet. I feel like it's a little bit like, I feel the best time we saw it was when we saw Ronda Rousey, but there was no real person who was at her level.
Whatever his name is.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That we'll get back to that guy only because this guy, Carol Parisian.
Yeah, I remember.
Was a phenomenal fighter back in the day. Not just because he beat me, but I almost knocked him out though, Jimmy.
I know he got lucky.
Oh, Jimmy,
he got lucky.
I knocked his block off.
He got lucky.
He had a crazy moment with Nick Diaz.
He had a great fight. Yeah, he has a victory.
No, ring, he had that situation where
well, personally, he could be a little wacky, but you know. Whatever that, you know,
so he was a good judo fighter,
but the way he fought with his judo was excellent and probably one of the best representatives. Him and Ronda Rousey,
did he figure out that thing though? Because Ronda would always come in really high, and that's how Nunes beat her. Dean Thomas trained her for that, is that like she just comes in flailing high. Did he figure that out where he would shoot for a takedown as well, or did he always come in high the same way?
Oh no, he did. He had beautiful sweeps and takedowns off the clinch.
Dan Kelly,
it was so phenomenal. He had some really great fights. He had good kimuras. He fought George St. Pierre for three rounds in George's first fight in the UFC. Excuse me.
GSP decision, is that what happened?
Yeah, by decision. He walked out of that fight clean though. Mm. Very tough guy. Mm. You know, he fell off at the end of his career, but he was.
Yeah.
Not to say anything from Carol Parisian. I think Hector Lombard is a
Great also
is a judo guy.
Yeah.
But my point is like I feel like you know
I didn't realize he was a judo guy.
I think so.
You might be sure you're right.
Yeah. Who's that?
Cuban Australian.
Yeah,
I
believe he is.
My point is that we can pick out one or two guys, but you know I just feel like knowing what I know about judo, which is not on a practical level, just by watching it, I feel like it's this puzzle that. You know, people in the UFC don't really know how to defend against, or people haven't really used yet.
Well, the only problem with the judo, and it's great, a lot of guys making the transition, it's almost if Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was only in the gi. Because a lot of judo, you need the jacket, you need the kimono to use those throws. That some guys can't make that transition, and some guys can. And the ones that can use it without, like Caro, like Ronda, the way she was using it, the judo. Dan Kelly, you were just saying.
His trips are beautiful.
Yeah. So some guys do make that transition. But I think because it's so grip-based, you know, it's not only that. Like, guys could do, you have great hip throws and whatnot without it. But the wrestlers are always used to not, you know, just using the body. So I think that's probably a
They have an advantage over judo then, because they used to do it without a gi.
Yeah, unless you put that wrestler in a jacket. Sure. And then again, it's a different story.
Right. So you're not bullish on judo in the UFC.
What do you mean bullish?
You don't believe that judo could, like, if high level judo people coming, like Olympic level judo people coming to UFC, like, you don't think that would necessarily
I don't think there's a, listen, it's a tough sport, man.
Right.
There's a reason why there's not a judo school in every town, is because the people blow their knees out and their backs out, whatever it is.
It's all,
well, listen, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu takes place 80-85% on the floor, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's the opposite with judo. So judo's got some ground game. They have arm bars and strangles. But in the sport itself, what is it, only 30 seconds you're allowed down there?
What's more practical on the subway when you're about to get attacked?
Yeah. Judo can be phenomenal in self-defense.
Right.
Especially with a jacket, man. You'd be fucking throwing people.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm totally not trying to do that stupid internet keyboard thing of, like, what's about judo?
No, I love judo.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in terms of mixed martial arts, in terms of getting people on the floor, tripping people.
No, it's great.
You know, point scoring in MMA.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, getting people onto the floor in a dominant position where you can use Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I always feel like judo is like that missing puzzle in the...
A lot of guys, I believe Amanda Nunes has a belt in judo. Maybe she's a brown belt. Unless I made that shit up.
No, you might be right.
You probably did.
Also, I'm sorry, really quick. The girl that fought the other night, what's her name? Lee.
Yeah, Andrea Lee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, put her picture up there, please. Sure. Did she have any judo in her background or no?
Did she win that fight?
I'm going to say yes.
You say no, who won that
fight? She looked awesome, Andrea Lee looked awesome. And that other Veronica.
Right, decision, right?
Pronounce her last name, Macedo?
Macedo.
Oh, yeah, she dominated.
She
on
was
the
very
ground for
wiry
most of it,
and very wiry, and she was game. But this Andrea Lee, I was so impressed with both those girls. Are they in the same weight class? No, they're different weight
class. That's a flyweight. And that was fight of the night.
And was this Andrea Lee's first time in the UFC?
This was her UFC.
What a great debut.
Yeah, she dominated.
What a fucking, no, she deserves this. I'm sorry.
And she's Muay Thai.
I'm sorry. Kyoka, she was phenomenal. She's another one we're going to be keeping our eye out. Remember this episode that I said that? Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Andrea Lee.
I remember.
Awesome.
How about Diego Rivas against Guido Canetti? That was a great
Canetti's
fight.
Canetti's a tough kid.
That was a great fight. He dominated that fight.
Another very game fighter with Diego.
Was it 30-20? He won all three rounds. But it was funny. What's his name? Rivas kept... touching gloves. I guess he's a sportsman, but they're like, he's gonna stop touching gloves.
Yeah. I was gonna bring this up as well. I feel sometimes in the UFC, people, when the round starts, they stick the and they're not trying to touch gloves. That's just their technique. Like, sometimes Conor McGregor will stick his hand out, and it looks like he's trying to touch gloves. Yeah. But that's just part of his like a John Jones. They stick their hand out, and so the other guy will touch gloves, thinking they're trying to touch gloves, but he's not actually trying to touch gloves, and then he just goes for a kick, you know? So I don't know, that they have to...
You gotta work that out.
You
gotta
work that out a bit. Yeah, you gotta, you know, I don't wanna go in and get kicked.
You know, that could be strategic too.
Will most guys hit you when you're touching gloves? I guess you can, technically, because it's such a dick move.
No, but what happens is that one guy doesn't think he's touching gloves. The other guy does. That's the situation. There's nothing duplicitous.
Yeah,
you don't see that too often, though, do you? If you do, it's usually one guy being a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not one guy going, oh, I didn't know. I thought you were just going to give me a high five.
You'll see them ask each other, though, sometimes. Like, if you pay attention, like, as the, you know, Bruce Buffer's coming in or whatever, you'll see the guy, like, put his hand up and, like, we're going to touch gloves, and he'll say, yeah.
But then sometimes, you know, when they're playing the game in that moment, and they're just like, one guy's like, hey, we're going to touch gloves, and another guy just looks at him like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to kick your ass up.
Well,
like,
that's when you don't... Like, you don't offer again then.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like Robbie Lawler and Johnny Hendricks. Like the start of that match.
Oh.
Johnny Hendricks, you know, I think part of his psychological game is to be like, hey, we good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lawler's like, I'm gonna kill you. Like, he's not saying anything. And Hendrick's like, you want a tech glove? No? All right.
Yeah.
And then they got it. So I, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody for not touching gloves.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or for touching gloves.
Whatever they want.
No, totally. It's just when one guy thinks he's touching gloves and one guy isn't. And that's when it's.
Well, the guy that gets hit should be like, yo, man, I should remember that I'm, I'm in a cage. And I should maybe be friends afterwards because we're signed to hurt each other.
Now, who picked Kennedy?
We only did three picks.
Which ones did I get?
So,
Jimmy. What's the points?
Jim Norton went 2 for 3. You got 3 out of 9 points. Ugh. You are 4 for 8 this month, and now you are picking at 54.4% overall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Matt, you went 2 for 3, 3 out of 9 points. 7 for 8 this month, though. You're on fire.
Jimmy, hold on. Jimmy didn't hear, and I know Ronnie wanted to hear again. What did you just say the very last part?
Matt, you've just been on fire this month.
No, but you also said 7 for what? What did you say?
Oh, 7 for your last 8.
I couldn't hear you.
You were going to say something. Jimmy, press something.
Sorry.
7 for 8.
I was out of 8 picks, Jimmy. I got 7 right. So
that's correct.
I don't want to make a big deal about it.
And now you're picking at 52.4%.
Hey, he's finally up to 50%.
That's right. And this month, old Chris the producer, 3 for 3 this event, 7 for 8. And I'm tied with you now, 54.4%.
So you and I are tied for last.
No, we're
first.
We're first, yeah. Oh.
Well, I'm catching up, though, with a vengeance.
Feel free. By the way,
can I tell you something, Jimmy?
Sure, Matt.
And I want to tell Ronnie also, if you got UFC Fight Pass, please. You were talking about that the judo. I was talking about that Cara Parisian.
Yes.
A fight that's a phenomenal fight. And I like to sometimes shout out old fights because I think they deserve praise because a lot of new fans are going to be like, holy shit, I don't think I've ever seen this fight. Cara Parisian versus Diego Sanchez.
Yeah.
Put that one in Fight Pass. Woo!
Oh.
Man, what a great fight! I like Diego Sanchez. Diego need him in a mouth. A tooth goes flying out.
Oh, my God.
That's a fun one.
I will watch that.
You should watch it.
Never been a boring Diego Sanchez.
No.
Fight. Yeah, man. But when he in the heyday, when he was, that's when he was like going on all cylinders right there. He was looking phenomenal. That was when he's at his best. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Mm. And also I wanted to discuss, too, UFC 225. Is that...
That's June 9th in Chicago. Yeah.
They have moved Overeem Blaze, Curtis Blaze, Oscar Overeem, to the fucking... in Fight Pass, it is the...
No, I'm sorry, the prelims.
Yeah. It's the main event of the prelims. Like, Alistair Overeem is fighting on the prelims. I'm shocked. Yeah. What fight? What's the main event for that? It's Holly Holm, Megan Anderson... And
they're on the main card there. The main event fight is Rafael Dos Anjos, Colby Covington for the interim title.
Are they the co-main, Holly and...
No. I'm blanking.
Oh, that's right. Holly's our champion.
No.
Holly, Megan Anderson, or when? Or is it Megan Anderson?
It's Megan Anderson. It is that card. Why can't I think of...
I don't know. You just
there's another title fight. There's two title fights.
Is that Cody and TJ?
No, that's... Rafael Dos Anjos, Colby Covington is the co-main event for the interim welterweight title.
Don't tell me. Stipe against Cormier. God damn it. Hold on a second. Let me guess.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Rose against Rashad Evans.
Yeah. Rashad Evans is actually fighting on the main event of the Fight Pass prelims. It's Robert Whittaker, Yoel Romero.
Oh, God.
Is the main event.
So Whittaker Romero is the main event.
RDA versus Colby Covington.
Oh, wait. Ooh, that's great. When is that again?
June 9th.
That's Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be a good fight.
Fuck, that's a great card. What's the other third? Let's just go through the whole card. Holly against Megan Anderson. What else?
Andre Arlovski versus Tai Tuivasa.
Tuivasa. He's undefeated, right?
Yes, he is.
He's a beast.
And CM Punk and Mike Jackson is kicking off the main
that's
card.
That's over. No, I love CM Punk, and I'm he's a buddy of mine. But Overeem, come on, Curtis Blaze, that's a fight I'm dying to see.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that fight.
Just to mention again, because I don't think you weren't here for this, but... somebody brought up Mark, whatever. Somebody got brought up to CM Punk that, why is he on the main card type of thing? He said if he could have it his way, he'd be the first fight on the prelims. On
CM is a great guy. He's not a dude demanding shit.
He loves to fight.
He fucking gave up a multi-million-dollar wrestling career to come in at 37 and do this. He's a fucking animal.
Yeah, we're gonna talk to him too. He's gonna call.
He's fighting
him.
Michael Jackson. I think he's gonna make that mofo beat it, man. He's gonna, I can't. They can't all be gems.
How about one?
How about this two? Listen,
come
not
on,
three
Michael
comedians.
Jackson. Oh man,
can I just tell you something though? That guy, Michael Jackson, does he go by Mike?
He likes to go by Mike Jackson.
Does he? Yeah. It's like Office Space when he's just like Michael Bolton. He's like, he called me Mike, and also they hated him. This guy got all up in uppity about, they don't make it a joke with Michael Jackson in it. And then he comes out to fucking, what did he come out to? You know?
Hopefully Billie Jean.
He came out to a Michael Jackson song.
Or maybe a Smooth Criminal.
So I'm like, dude, you can't have it
both ways.
The thing is, you don't want us to mention it, and then you come out to a Michael Jackson song?
Yeah, come on.
Is that a coinkadink?
Hey,
only fighter ever to come out. I think it was Man in the Mirror, too, he came out.
I hope so.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that.
That's a good song.
I do like that song. Do you like that song?
Yeah.
We all do. Zabit Magomed Sharipov now is being called out by Andre Feely. Now, Yair Rodriguez, I'm stunned.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here. Right.
Fuck, they have, again, I missed it. I know that his contract has not been re-upped by the UFC. This exciting motherfucker. I really think that Frankie Edgar beating might have gotten into his head because he had that great fight against... oh my God, the Black Bruce Lee, Alex Caceres. Yeah. And then he...
well, BJ Penn, but...
Oh, that's right. He did beat BJ. And then Frankie Edgar puts a fucking most hours in the octagon history beating on him.
Can I tell you something?
And he won't fight. Didn't he want to fight? They offered him a Magomed Sharipov and he said no.
That's right.
That's the fight everybody would love to see.
It makes perfect sense. And they also offered him, this is according to Dana, they offered him Ricardo Lamas too, which Mirsad Bektik ended up taking.
What is he looking for?
I don't know.
I'm not into this turning down fights.
I like Yair Rodriguez too, man. Well, I really enjoyed him.
I do too, and I think he's in.
He's exciting.
Yeah, but you listen, not for nothing. Frank Yeager, he led him to try to make his name off him. He was so excited to get that fight. Oh, Frank Yeager, I'm fighting. He's in a new school versus the old school. Then Frankie's, you know.
Oh, boy.
He worked that butt.
Oh, boy. Hey, Frankie was good that night.
But not only Frankie, BJ gave him a shot. BJ took a fight with a younger, explosive guy who didn't have a really huge, huge name.
No.
He's making a name with these guys that are giving him these opportunities.
Was that a decision, by the way? BJ won, lost a decision there or no?
I don't remember that. He took a
beating out.
Yeah.
I think he made it through though. Yeah.
So what are you, a bully now? Like, I mean, and I like this kid. I'm not.
I do too.
Because we had him on the show before. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good egg.
You're a nice guy, but dude.
Oh no, it was a front kick. He knocked out BJ. Actually,
what round? Third?
Second round.
Listen,
I couldn't have been wrong. I'm yelling numbers. Seventh. No. Asshole, it's boxing.
when you're in the big show, you got to take whatever fight they give you. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just it. Like, you got, I mean, I don't know what
well, you
what
know,
thinking.
You know Dana probably better than anyone here, but like, do you think he would, that affects their decision making?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think that's what did it, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, he's been out for a year.
Right,
yes. You know, so.
Right, so there you go. I mean, it's not like there were no consequences to it. So.
Maybe he wants to go to another organization where the it's a little easier for him. You know, I don't know.
Maybe.
And if that's his thing, that's his thing.
Now, Mackenzie Dern is saying she still wants to fight at strawweight. You miss. I've never heard of a fighter missing weight by 7 pounds.
She came on. Oh, she came in perfectly on weight for the weight class above. Like, she would have been
2 pounds
like,
shy.
Yeah, that's like that's kind of that's normal. Like, that's, she fought a weight class up, basically.
Yeah, she literally came in almost at flyweight, and it's almost like they didn't have to. The other girl did not have to fight her, right? The other fighter. Could have said no.
That was Amanda Cooper.
Amanda Cooper could have said no.
She was tough, too. I feel bad for Amanda Cooper.
Yeah, that was a very fast. And she stood up and fought. It's almost like she wanted to stay standing up and stay heavier. But
she had more weight behind that punch, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's a big difference.
We talked to Rose right after that, and she was saying, you know, she landed that big overhand. Right? Yeah, you were.
I don't like you talking to Rose when I'm not around.
Sorry. I know. I don't like it. I talked to her and Pat Barry.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
Pat Barry's my friend. I don't want you communicating with Rose and Pat behind my back.
It was an awesome time.
I know you probably had more fun with them than when I'm here.
Well, we had a lot of fun though.
Were they in studio?
No.
Good.
No, they called them.
Good.
We did have fun though, but we missed you, Jimmy.
I know. They're fun people, man. They are a fun couple of people.
No, they are. They're good people too, just like you and me, and Ronnie.
Thank you.
I can tell Ronnie's a good guy. Wing Chun, you know. I like that. I want to do some more combat drills with you afterwards.
Oh, please. I want to touch hands with you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Ronnie, we got to promote. By the way, Ronnie is great on The Daily Show. And
thanks
also,
so
where do you have stand-up gigs?
I do kind of all around New York. I actually just booked something at Caroline's this Thursday. So
this Thursday?
Yeah.
This Come Thursday. See Ronnie. He's a really funny stand-up and from The Daily Show. A lot of people know him as a correspondent.
Obviously, at the Comedy Cellar a lot as well.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in Tampa June 7, 8, 9, and the Chip Chipperson podcast is doing September 15th in Boston. Tickets are on sale this Friday, and September 16th in Long Island at the Paramount Theater.
Oh.
Tickets are on sale now.
That's my hood.
Yeah, I would love you to at least come.
Jimmy, you know what I'm doing tomorrow? You know where I'm going?
Where?
I'm going to Vegas, and I just got back from Puerto Rico.
Are you really? But fucking Matt's gallivanting.
Well, you know what I'm doing?
Traipsing.
Oh, give me my phone. I want to show this to Jimmy and Ronnie.
Oh, great. It's not
the
dick
picture. Tell me if you see... No, it's a picture. All right. It's not on my dick.
Oh, damn.
You know? But let me show you something, because I'm not happy with this. I am happy. that I'm going to Vegas to basically, I'm playing a video game with Dana, Michael Bisping, Daniel Cormier, and my good buddy, Chris Weidman. Okay, that's why I'm going there.
I'm going there to here and slave
can
away.
Can I ask you something?
You go ahead.
This is the picture. This is the picture they use. Now they want me to. They want me to tweet this out. They want me to put this out on my Instagram.
Wow, what's wrong with that?
Look at everybody else. Let me see. And then look at this. Two thumbs up.
Let me see.
The face could not be fatter. Look at everybody else.
They're all like looking.
And
like,
look at everybody else.
You got your sunglasses on your head.
You know? I mean, look at Jimmy, look at everybody else.
But they all look good. They're smiling. Look at them. Your picture's much bigger.
I look like a. Listen to me, Jim. Matt. Jimmy.
Hey.
Jimmy.
Cunningham.
Jimmy, this pitch. Look at my face. Couldn't it be fatter? It's like a side of beef hanging off my fucking face.
It doesn't look bad.
Jimmy, look at me now.
You do look fat in that picture.
Ronnie, look at me straight
what
on.
What about the thumbs up?
Straight on. I don't know. That
that's all right.
Because I sweat. I'm like an Italian monster.
You're a damp man.
But hold on. I got nothing on me, right?
No. It's just like a little manic depressive spittle.
Do I?
No, I'm kidding.
Asshole. Okay. But look. Do I look like this? I might. That's a horrible.
Let me see the smile. Listen to me. Let me
the
see the
worst picture ever.
Biting your lips.
EA Sports. Is that who's doing
this? Please tweet that.
Who's hosting
send it to
this
me.
Thing?
I'll tweet it.
It's going to be on Twitch. You can go to twitch.tv/EA Sports UFC.
Let me see the face. Let me see the smile. Jimmy, look at that sexy devil may care smile.
I hate this, Jimmy. Jimmy, I hate this.
Why?
Matt, if you,
no,
if
I don't,
thumbs up.
Ahead,
if you tweet
Ronnie.
That out, I'm sure someone can Photoshop that for you immediately.
Yes. Can someone Photoshop that and make Matt look worse?
This is the picture. I'm sending this to Dana right now.
Why?
Because I'm telling him, I'm gonna like, dude.
Biting the lip all sexy and shit.
This is the, I'm going to say up. This. That's this is what right. I'm texting to Dana.
Come listen, get damp, ladies.
I know I'm buddies with Dana, but I don't pull that card often. But this time I
pull
am.
That card.
This is the time, this is what you're going to pull the Dana white card.
He always does. Literally, I'll be he's running 5 minutes late, and he'll call in and go, hey, look, Dana's friend is going to be 5 minutes late. I'm like, I know you're
I'm saying this is the worst fucking pick.
All right.
Ever.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Matt, you got some photos ready to go, right? If someone asks you for promo pictures, you got some photos, right?
Well, listen, I don't want to be like misleading.
What did you just tweet, text to Dana?
This is the worst fucking pic ever of me.
Matt Serra hates the photo with his thumbs up, period. Please keep it or I will quit the podcast.
Did you say that to Dana?
Yes, I did.
Are you sending that to Dana?
Yes.
No, you're an ass. He's texting me back now. Why?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm letting him know. I hope that I'm hoping that he reads mine.
I'm not that fat.
Yes.
Side of he's beef. In the middle of
notice his sexy lip bite. Period. I demand that photo be kept.
Dan is in the middle of setting up the Calgary card. He's like, these two are just texting me about this picture.
All right. I don't know. I think Dan, I'm winning out right now. He writes back, I love it, with a bunch of exclamation points.
All right.
I'm hoping Team Norton won that battle.
I'm letting them know I'm
what,
showing up
what
tomorrow.
Video game are you playing in Vegas? I'm assuming UFC.
It's the UFC. Chris, do you have the proper plug for this thing?
It's the UFC 3 video
Matt,
game.
He writes, I'm going to do a billboard of that pick all over New York. it's my favorite thing ever.
That's hilarious. UFC funny. 3 Unleashed, was it?
It's just UFC 3. Oh, yeah. And you can go to twitch.tv/EA Sports UFC.
So Matt will not be here this next week, but... We were supposed to have Gian Vellante today, but he had something come up, so maybe we can get him. Who's coming in with me? We don't know for next Thursday. What guest do we have?
We definitely
Dan Hardy.
Dan Hardy's definitely calling in, which is nice because he's doing commentary for the Liverpool card.
Yes, he
and
is.
We are likely going to have Darren Till.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Looking forward to that fight. When is that fight? Is that next Saturday?
It's actually next Sunday. It's an afternoon card. It's the main card starts at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I can't
on
wait.
Sunday, yeah.
And Ronnie, I love you, man. So anytime thanks you want to so come much. In, I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for a while. You're thanks a real so UFC much. Fan, and
really nice to meet you, man.
Really nice to meet you.
I'm so happy that you knew me.
Oh no,
I told him. I go. I don't. I go. I'll see if this guy's a real. He says, "Oh, he's a fan." I go. Guarantee he doesn't know me.
I said, "He'll know you."
Isn't it worse though if I go? Oh, he better know me. Isn't it better that I'm not an asshole, Jimmy? You don't think I'm an asshole, do you, Jimmy?
Compared to who?
No, but in general. Okay.
No, man, it's a real honor to meet you, man.
Thanks,
a former
man.
UFC champion, underdog, Hall of Famer, all around good guy, doesn't put up with shit, but doesn't look for trouble.
Thank you. No, stop. Keep going.
Good looking, skinny.
Thank you. What
great,
else?
Great head shape.
Nice lip bite, sexy thumbs.
Sexy thumb. nice pecs.
Dude, that picture was just awful.
It's phenomenal.
I'm sending Jimmy the picture. They have to have more pictures of
it's my fuck. That's why you got to keep it. Do you understand how beautiful that is?
Dude, that's the worst picture.
That's why it must be kept. Thank you.
They're not going to change it.
No, they're not. Dana's getting a billboard.
I'm sending.
As someone who has had this problem before with promo pictures, where did that picture come from?
I don't. Whoever, somebody that doesn't like me, obviously.
Why? Thumbs up.
I look like a fucking chubby asshole.
Send it to me. Let me look at it.
I'm not fat shaming myself.
No,
but
you shouldn't be. You look good.
I'm biting my lip. You could not have dude, a side.
What's this guy thinking?
Dude, what is this? What is that?
You're smiling. You're happy. Hey, folks.
Yeah, you're well fed. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I am just so. Like how Carl about this? Kurtz. How about this? I appreciate them flying me out, but I'm not happy with that picture.
Maybe you should do the thumbs up.
I'm not happy with the picture.
You know, what you should do is go,
Chris, the producer.
Would you
be happy with that? The fucking picture.
Are you an assassin?
I think you look great at
from the. Listen, you might see me there from that angle, but
you're neither. You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect the bill. You're Colonel Kurtz.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You're an asshole, Jimmy.
They teach young men to drop fire on people and will not let them write fuck on their airplane.
In my mind, I don't feel I look like that. They call me that. They call me the guy from the shield. Yeah. I'm not the thing.
The guy from the shield.
Are you an assassin?
Vic Mackey.
All right.
You know? I had a good time, though.
It was great.
I want to do some more Wing Chun with Ronnie.
All right, I'm going to go piss. I'm going to have to urinate my pants.
All right.
And this was a lot of fun. And Ronnie,
thanks
great.
Thanks so much for having
anytime,
me.
Buddy.
Thanks
anytime.
So much, man. Love
and we'll see you guys in a couple days.
Bye. Buddy.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.